SNI Digital, Innovations in Learning, in association with the Hose Neurosurgery Lab in Baghdad, Iraq, are pleased to present the 22nd SNI and SNI Digital Baghdad Neurosurgery Online Meeting, held on March 23, 2024. The meeting originator and coordinator is Samer Hose of the Universities of Baghdad and Cincinnati. The subject of this meeting is Pediatric Neurosurgery, Global Pediatric Neurosurgery Experience, and Cases from Argentina, Iraq, and Nicaragua. The meeting organizer and moderator is Jorge Lazareff, Emeritus Professor of Pediatric Neurosurgery at the UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. This presentation will be on the subject of a clinical scale for the setting sun sign in pediatric hydrocephalus. It will be given by Professor Abdul Hadi Al-Khalili, who is the Emeritus Head, the Department of Neurosurgery in Baghdad University in Iraq.
Well, now we go to the Dean of the Iraqi Neurosurgery, Dr. Al-Khalili, who I was asking exactly how to pronounce your name. It's Al-Khalili.
Yes, absolutely.
And, when I write letters to him, I say, Dear HK, because I don't know exactly where the H goes and the I goes. But Dr. Al-Khalili, it's an honor for us. I mean, we have learned a lot from you in past, presentations. Please go ahead with your smart and intelligent assessment of the Parino sign. Very valuable for pediatricians.
Thank you so much. So this is the clinical scale for setting sun sign, which was developed over the years when we used to see so many cases of hydrocephalus in our country. And the clinical measurement scales provide the quantitative, a quantitative means of evaluation the patient's status. It's very important to evaluate the current status of the patient in many diseases. And also it will monitor the progress during treatment. And as you know very well, we have the COMA scale of Glasgow, and we have the Karnofsky scale, and we have the Rankin scale for cerebrovascular diseases. And then we have recently, not published, but by personal communication, assessing with a scale for the thyroid exophthalmos. But nothing for the assessment and the grading of the setting sun sign in the case of hydrocephalus. Why the name of this? Because it comes from the setting sun. Gradually it goes down. So this represents the iris as it goes down. Normally the upper lid, as you know very well, covers the upper part of the iris, and no sclera is showing above the iris. This is in children and adults. But in setting sun sign, the vertical gaze paralysis and the retraction of the upper lid with sclera showing above the iris. Setting sun sign is seen in hydrocephalus, which is the commonest cause which we see, and parinoacetous syndrome and Kernicterus. Some normal infants, they have it until the age of 8 months or maybe 1 year, and then disappears. Pineal tumors, midbrain vascular lesions, metabolic diseases like Niemann-Pick, and encephalitis. Grading for setting sun sign was improved, which is simple, applied, and dependable. And this scale is important in evaluating the current status of the setting sun sign and monitoring and follow-up. So the matricular system in hydrocephalus will expand the aqueduct of Monroe and then produces this vertical paralysis by the distension and affecting the vertical gaze of innervation, which is the medial longitudinal fasciculus and interstitial nucleus and the posterior commissure. So this is the aqueduct there in here, of course, and then these are the centers which are controlling the up gaze. The scale is 5 grades, grade 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then grade one is the lower part of the iris is covered with the lid. So something like that. It is not the upper lid covering the upper third. It is the lower lid covering the lower third. Mm-hmm. And then grade two, the lower lid of the edge of the lower lid is touching the lower edge of the pupil. So it's getting worse, and the sclera is showing more on the top. And then grade three, half of the iris is covered, maybe more than half or less, slightly less than half is showing, like this baby here. And grade four, only the tip or the top of the iris of the pupil is showing. So that's even worse than the first case, the previous one, grade three. And then in grade five, you have only the tip of the iris is showing. So with this, you can really assess in the progress of the patient with hydrocephalus, and then it will help you in grading, evaluating the degree, monitoring, and also sometimes it helps you in when the shunt is blocked, and that's the beginning of the setting sun sign will get worse. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Valin. Thank you very much. This is an interesting research subject, particularly for, I mean, we are used to work in settings with all the possible technology, like CAT scan, immediately patient comes with a supposed hydrocephalus, one CAT scan, call the neurosurgeon, fight with the anesthesiologist, and get the room, and boom, and goes with that. But often happens that many of our patients, particularly when there is tuberculous meningitis, there is a high increase of hydrocephalus in the world in that band of sub-Saharan Africa, expanding to our Latin America and touching the bottom of Asia, where hydrocephalus is not caused only by congenital metamalformation, but particularly by tuberculous meningitis. And that's why there are so many pediatric neurosurgeons going in the past to Haiti, you know, because of the high incidence of tuberculous meningitis there. And that can give you a sense of urgency, how urgent you just have to be. And of course, this is a prospective work. No, if you have a grade one, okay, you can wait. If you have a grade three of the Parino sign, you need to really stop doing what you're doing and put an external ventricular drain. No? So the simplicity of your presentation can be extremely useful for those working in less easy with the conditions to work. No?
Yeah.
So thank you, Dr. Khalil. I don't know if you have, anybody has any other question.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, please.
So I wanted to know if you have found a correlation between the grading of the setting sun sign and the amount of hydrocephalus that the patient had in your experience with your patients.
Yes, it is related, yeah. The worse the hydrocephalus, the more increased intracranial pressure is the worse of the setting sun sign, yeah.
And it always correlates. Or usually, I mean, I don't know, we can't talk about always in medicine, but... I
can't say
always is...
almost, always, yeah.
Almost, that's right. Another, casi. Casi siempre, almost always, yeah. Which is a word in itself. Okay, so we will, yeah. No more questions, Dr. Ausman? Or...
I think, Hadi, that's a very interesting... analysis, Hadi, I think is very useful. We hope you enjoyed these presentations. The material provided in this program is for informational purposes and is not intended for use as a diagnosis or treatment of a health problem or as a substitute for consulting a licensed medical professional. Please fill out your evaluation of this video to obtain CME credit. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Send your questions or comments to Ausman@snidigital.org. This program is supported by the James I. and Carolyn R. Ausman Educational Foundation, owner of SNI and SNI Digital, and by the Waymaster Corporation, producers of the Leading Gen television series, Silent Majority Speaks, and Role Models, and the Medical News Network. Thank you.